Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon, and looks like we're off to a flyer in here.
What are you
guys
talking about?
No idea.
Just doing a bit of sign language, trying to communicate because we're on air.
Yeah.
Yes. Carrie, you have once again gone viral. Oh, that's interesting.
What?
Have you turned off the feature of how many people you can see like your picture?
What are you talking about?
Instagram.
What? Hold on. First of all, what are you talking about?
So sorry. I'm looking at the fantastic cake that you made for Evie.
Oh, the pony. Yes.
Yes. And it's a wonderful cake. Yes. Of course, we are missing the side-by-side of that.
Yes, someone did say, is this a real pony or a cake? We have nothing to compare it to, lol.
But then, no, I noticed it doesn't say how many people liked the photo. But Eli, are you saying Instagram's turned that off now?
And comments, so you can't see how many.
What do you mean? I can. What are you talking about?
I can.
I can.
Yeah, I can.
Do you want me to tell you? No one cares, but I can see.
How many?
5,500.
Yeah, there she goes.
It's not a big one.
That's the Bickmore we
it's
know.
It's not a real traction, you know.
No, it's not the messy room that you posted. Remember that? Didn't that set the internet alight? Mm. You don't need to have a champagne glass on your ass to break the internet. Just need a messy
Kardashian
room.
Kardashian just got to show her messy playroom.
Yes.
Her all neutral messy playroom.
Oh, neutral tones, you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, up next, I know that you brought the whole Kate, Wills and Kate thing to me a few weeks
the
ago.
The only bit of interesting raw thing Photoshop ever. Stuff.
It has taken a turn and we need to talk about it.
Hang on, are you on board now?
I'm so far in this.
Because you
I'm
hated
have
it
to
at the time.
Dig my way out.
But do you
want to
apologize to me?
No, sorry.
Because all you did when I showed you the photo, you went
in. Don't do this
now. I don't see it.
No, I didn't get it. I'm not into your Photoshop theories.
Nah.
No, that.
Maybe she took her wedding band off. Nah.
No,
that
I wasn't
step looks normal.
You've misinterpreted what happened. I said the only reason she had to put out the photo was because there was so much pressure on her to go, where's Kate? That's all I said. And that I didn't understand the Photoshop issues. But the actual
I'll try and fix this.
Don't be a pain.
Tommy, I'm really sorry. And
no,
you're
I'm
right.
not sorry about
it's
anything.
It's an interesting story and I'm sorry I poo-pooed all over it.
It's not.
And you tried to bring it.
Nailed it. Don't derail this next chat by just
poo-pooing
it.
Well, there's no way I'd sit there and just be negative about something you brought to me with
Please
enthusiasm.
Just get on board. And
maybe I'm off it now. I was on board, but
Jesse,
no one else seemed to like
some
it.
Some form of music on to stop him talking.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie and Tommy. And for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we are roasting Tommy Little. We're going to meet another one of our roasters very soon.
Ooh, very exciting.
So most of the group WhatsApps I'm in, I'm on mute. I can't cope. It's too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
I don't reckon I've commented in one.
No, I certainly are not our work one. I don't think you even have it anymore on your phone.
It's there somewhere.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. You don't participate. However, I'm kind of back in because I've noticed a trend on all the WhatsApps and all anyone's talking about is Kate and Will's The Rook. What's this music?
This is God Save the Queen, but it's
the remix.
Yeah.
Trying to get him on board.
Yeah.
So we talked about this, obviously, after the Photoshop debacle where she was forced to put out a photo to prove that she's fine and okay, only it was Photoshopped and looked ridiculous and everyone said that's done nothing to help the cause and we had an argument about that. But today she has no one's still seen her until over the weekend.
She was sighted that day. The whole photoshopping day after she put out the apology, she was seen.
Oh, was she?
Yes, she just turned her head. She was in a car and she turned her head away from the cameras, which made me think maybe she's had a face transplant.
Well, do you reckon they have lookalikes?
This is why I want to talk about this. She was out and about today with Wills, just wandering to get into a car to go somewhere. So we've seen her. She's alive. She's fine. Well, we don't know if she's fine because that's where the theories begin.
She can walk to a car.
But the reason I bring this up
because... Or a lookalike can.
Yes, Jesse. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not poopy behaviour. That's on
I'm
board.
On board.
That's on board.
The theories going around in these groups at WhatsApp are so ridiculous.
Hit me.
Like so ridiculous that now it's comical. So the things I'm about to talk about, I don't think any of this is happening. I think she's genuinely had surgery of some sort, been out of action, said she'd be back at Easter like she told everybody, and now the world's gone crazy because they just want information and demand it, and if they don't get it, they make it up for themselves, right?
Yes.
This is the one I got from my friend today. Is how it starts. My current working theory is that Charles is dying, which means William would be king, and William did not want Kate to be his queen, in brackets, because commoner, ? Separated, ? Rocky marriage, ? Close brackets. So he asked for a divorce and planned to marry Rose Hanbury. I don't know who Rose is. I've done some digging. I'll tell you who Rose is in a minute.
Rose Hanbury.
But then it was discovered that Rose's sons are really William's. And since those boys, in brackets, twins, are older than George, that would completely change the entire royal succession.
Whoa.
It's a lot. So then I was like, who's Rose Hanbury?
Can you dump a woman when she's just had surgery?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait.
But did she have the surgery?
Yeah.
You know?
You should think she just took the dump hard.
Maybe. But who is Rose Hanbury? Now, because I've not stayed across this story over the years.
Hannah's.
Rose Hanbury had to put out something via her lawyers at the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
To pour water over the rumours that she had an affair with William. She said they're completely false. And I didn't realise that there had been speculation about an alleged dalliance between them back in 2019 and that the affair has continued. So that's why Rose is popping up in all these chats.
Cheeky Willie getting his willy.
And she's written back. She's not writing back to the WhatsApp groups. She's gone through her lawyers and
is
said.
Is she not in? She's not
they're
in
completely,
your WhatsApp.
No, she's not. They're completely false. There is a few Kates.
Oh,
but not the Kate.
Oh, the all
not
the
Catherine. So then I started digging around about what some of the other ridiculous theories are going around at the moment.
Tell me.
One is that Kate donated Charles a kidney and she's recovering from surgery.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Again, the other one is that Will's asked for a divorce. Then the next one was that Kate's asked for a divorce. And then the next one is that Kate's not willing to comply with royal duties anymore. She's had enough. So Will's cut her off to go back to Rose.
Oh, she's had a gutful.
That Rose is pregnant. It's keeping the baby. And that Kate's had a facelift.
Oh, see, I wasn't far off. It's face transplant. Maybe that's right. But also,
it's ridiculous.
If she's had a facelift, shouldn't she be turning to the cameras?
Nah, but it's recovery time, you know.
How long?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I've not had one yet. I'll let you know.
Hey, should we get team facelifts?
Team facelifts?
We could all go under the
and
get one.
Are we getting the little ponytail one or are we getting the full one?
What's the ponytail one?
I think the ponytails one is where they put in a little like bit of string on either side, just in quick little incision.
Oh, like in your temples.
And then they pull the string through your head back to the back of your head so it looks like your head, like your face is permanently
got
your head in a ponytail. As you age, put your hair in a ponytail. It gives you at least 5 years.
Really?
Make your forehead bigger?
This is why you didn't want me to get long hair, because you knew I could make myself look more beautiful. And for some reason, you didn't want that to happen.
Do people have facelifts often? Facelifts are a regular thing that's getting done, or are they really, really, like of all the cosmetic surgery, where does it come in the list?
Carrie, I don't mean this in a way, I'm not implying that you've had a facelift at all, but I thought you would know this more than us.
Why?
Because you're in showbiz and you're...
Don't go around like trying to work out if someone's had a facelift.
But you're, I mean, my friends are the boys at the pub, like we don't... None of them have had them.
You don't talk about it.
Can we talk to people that have had facelifts? I want to know if there's different sorts. Because I would have thought it would go, in terms of plastic surgery, it would go
boobs first.
Bowie's not plastic surgery. How common are facelifts? Facelifts are one of the most common cosmetic surgeries. Each year, more than 131,000 people in the US
When you say facelifts, is that just like injectables?
No, facelift's like fully cut behind the ear or in front of the ear, I think, and pull your face back. Yeah.
That's heaps.
Could you do it with a hand up? Pippa.
Pip, have you had one? Hand up.
No, I haven't had one, but I find this very interesting, which is that it's men who facelifts are the most popular with. Women, when they get plastic surgery, are often concentrating on their bodies, but men know the facelifts.
Maybe I'll get a facelift.
Okay.
Do you think anyone that's listening has had a facelift? Please call if you have. We can put a, like you on a, I was going to say on a list, but that's not where you be.
Anonymous.
On a voice detector.
I'm just going to start this list.
On a voice detector, so if you don't want people to know you've had one. But I want to know how long it takes to recover from.
Should I go with facelift list or just face list?
No, we don't need a list. That
was a mistake.
No one's calling. Maybe people aren't getting facelifts.
131060, have you had a facelift? We're fascinated and we want to know. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy and we're talking facelifts.
I don't know how we got there. Oh, that's right. There's a rumour that Kate Middleton's had a facelift. That's where she's been.
Not only. And do you reckon she's had the facelift because she's been dumped? Because that's another rumour.
That she's asked for a divorce, he's asked for a divorce. The list goes
on. Imagine that. Imagine if you dumped her and then she got a facelift and looked way better and then you wanted her back.
She's gorgeous and all of this is ridiculous. But Tammy, we're fascinated by facelifts. Have you had a facelift?
No, not myself, but my mum did 2 weeks ago.
We should point out that we've put you on a voice disguiser. That is not your normal voice. So your mum, Tanny.
I don't mind the voice thing.
It's not me anyway. My mum doesn't care.
We've taken you off. Okay, voice. Now we've got your normal voice.
It's so much nicer.
Yeah. So Tammy, sorry, 2 weeks ago your mum had a facelift.
Yes. So she, she's like in her 60s. She's had one before, like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was the old thing where, like, you know, they cut behind your ears and they pull your skin back, and, you know. But it's been a bit more than 10 years and she has to do it again because her wrinkles are coming back on around her eyes and her forehead. So she did the procedure that you were saying before with the string.
The ponytail one.
Yeah, so obviously you're under local anaesthetic. So she's awake, by the way.
I was going to say, so local, not general.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she's awake, so she can hear everything, you know, she can, you know, process what's happening. So they put string in her cheeks, one on each side, and they pull it up to her temples, like you said. And you can't see any, like, you know, scars or anything. And a week later, she's all right. So she was just a bit bruised for a few days.
And does she look,
crow's feet
has it given her an extra 10 years, Tammy?
Yes, 100%. She looks so much younger. She doesn't even look like 60. She's 62, but she doesn't even look like 60. She looks like in her 50s or late 40s.
Obviously, you sound young now, Tammy, but will you follow your mum's lead?
100% no.
Oh. Why?
No, because, well, my mum's not very good at English. Anyway, she looked on Facebook. She's like, oh, this looks good, before and after pictures. She thought it was just a bit of, I don't know what she was thinking, but she told me, like, standing of the face somehow. Anyway, it wasn't until she went to Vietnam, and then she got it done, and then I asked her what was the procedure. She told me that, and I was so freaked out. It was, it was pretty
scary. Will she tell people, Tammy, that she's had it done?
Oh, she tells people all the time.
And what's the reaction? How do people feel? Because people can take either sides about plastic surgery. How do they feel about it?
People are okay. They're like, oh, I want to see what it looks like so I can do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum talks it all the time. She says it all the time.
Good.
And it's a big difference. Like, people look at her and they go, wow, you look different. And then she'll tell them what she did. So it's not like they don't notice.
Ripper. Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. Good ad for facelift and Vietnam as well. G'day, Deborah.
Hello there.
Deborah, have you had a facelift?
Well, I'm about to turn 55 next week.
Mm-hmm.
Long history of beauty therapy, so I've always looked after myself. And 4 years ago, I had a lower jawline lift where they just do an incision in front and around under your ear and just lift that lower jawline up so that way you sort of don't sort of have that jowly little bit because I'm still a good size for my age because menopause, obviously a lot of people put weight on. I've been lucky and I haven't, but it's just taken that I don't look fake. I just wanted to look like still like me, but just fresher. Mm-hmm. I was selective as to who I told, but now I wouldn't hesitate to go back and do something like that again because it stopped that. I appreciate women that get the fillers, but I feel like it it starts to distort your face, especially as you get older. You don't, you lose your natural beauty. I guess your natural look. We need to look individual. So I'm a big yes girl.
Good on you, Deborah.
Deb, can I ask a personal question you don't have to answer, but how much does it cost to do something like that?
Because I went under, that was what blew it out. So the initial treatment was only $5,000, but in the end it was 10 because, you know, you have to pay the, you know, anaesthetist and the hospital and so forth. But,
$10,000,
like,
no jowls.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, good on you, Deb.
Good on you, Deborah. Thank you. Do you reckon the jowls will ever come back? Because you know how.
I know, it's tricky if you get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's like my brows.
Oh, I thought, yep. we have an anonymous caller here. Hello.
Hi.
Have you had a facelift?
I certainly have, yes.
Could you please tell us about...
Could we start by asking how old you are when you had the facelift?
Yes, a couple of days before my 55th birthday.
Okay. Well done. Was it a present to yourself?
Definitely.
Yeah, good on you. And did you get it done here or, as one of our previous callers, did you go overseas and get it done?
Yes, I went overseas after a lot of research, yes.
Yeah. And what did they do?
Several things. They sort of cut procedures up in little sections. So myself, facelift, neck lift, upper and lower blepharmy, which is to make your eyes look younger.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so it was quite a big procedure.
Okay, cool. And are you happy with the results?
Most definitely. And much like the previous sort of person, my skin was always good skin and I haven't had a lot of weight on me with menopause as well. And so the same, the jowls. I really wanted everything just
lifted. It's all about the jowls, isn't it? Can I ask a question about coming back into the country? Does it change then your photos and your facial recognition and stuff?
Absolutely, yes.
So what happened?
They just questioned it and it took longer to go through. They really wait till that eye scan is the situation because they do sort of look at you and you still have a little bit of swelling and whatnot when you come home, yes.
It's almost like you have to come back with a couple of, like, fake jowls that you can just add on to show what it used to look like.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we are roasting one Tommy Little.
Yes, it is a money can't buy experience if you want to come to the show. CarrieandTommy.com.au is where you can get your tickets. We've got amazing roasters already. And Bickers, you've got another one
for
us.
I'm so excited about our next roaster.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it is time to meet our next roaster.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Wow, wow, wow!
I said our Tommy's friends are here.
His friends.
People he loves the most.
They are all lining up, and they're gonna roast on.
Tommy's roast is here,
so
and Carrie is our host.
Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow, wow.
He will cry no. Laugh out loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
So far, it's a brilliant lineup. Ooh. We got Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah,
we got Tom Ballard.
Yes.
We got Luke McGregor.
Yes.
We've got Carl Chandler, one of the best joke writers in the business. Nick Cody's joining us as well.
Yes.
And adding to this is a man you know very well, one of your best mates. You've hiked mountains with him, you've holidayed with him, you've done comedy with him all around the world. Would you please welcome Dave Thornton?
Good to be here, guys. Like, genuinely good to be here this time. This is great.
Versus the other times.
No, I've always had bloody fun on your show, and I tell you what, this roast is going to be a lot of fun.
What appeals to you about it?
I got to be honest, when my manager said, hey, people are giving Tommy crap on stage, and I said, I'll stop you there, I'm in. So I asked no other questions. I don't even know where it's performing. I just wanted to be there.
Thorno, we have been friends for many years, but this is a question I think with a lot of my friends, I could say anything to them and I definitely wouldn't upset them.
Oh, no.
And I think that might be the case with you, but I just want to make sure, because I don't want this to affect our friendship, which I value very dearly. Are there any no-go zones, Thorno?
Well, you know, it's funny you said this, Tommy, because this is how my stupid little brain works. When I heard about this, I'm like, it's going to be so much fun. And it was like a few days ago, I'm like, oh, no, he can give me shit too. Like, he's known me for as long as I've known him, and he's got all this stuff on me. And I was like, oh, no. And then I went through my own personal track record of what we've done when we hung out, and I'm like, oh, no, he's got a lot to work with.
Who's more sensitive out of you or him, do you think?
That's a very good question.
I cry more, but I think Dave's more sensitive.
You think I'm more sensitive? Okay, fair enough. It's like that, is it? It's like that. Okay.
Not a battle.
It is.
I saw your comedy show at the Fringe, which was brilliant, by the way. But you do spend a bit of time early on in the show having a crack at one Tommy Little.
Do you?
Oh, have you not seen his show yet, or have given it away?
No.
We were on at the same time. Dee Thornton, have you been throwing barbs that I'm unaware of?
No, because that was a one-time thing, because I know that you were in the audience and one of our other mutual friends was in there as well. And then I finished the show because it was your birthday that night, Tommy. And I just said, he's a bit sensitive about his age. Just go up to him and say, happy 50th.
Yes.
And
I mean, the good thing is for me, lucky your crowd's not that big, so I didn't actually get anyone come up to me and say that, because it's a small sample size that you set upon me.
I know, because most of the time your audience is just women going, hey, the child is yours. Why won't you answer my calls?
Like, and it begins. I love it so much.
Hey, Thorno, we can't wait to have you there. I love you very much. I won't say that on the night, but thank you for taking part. Also, your show, which Carrie just mentioned, she saw and loved, Nothing's Unpossible, is on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Grab tickets to see that.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I thought your show was Nothing's Impossible. I was about to post about it. It's Nothing Unpossible.
Nothing's Unpossible.
What's that mean?
Nothing like a grammatical error to really get people through the
turnstiles. Sure. Great. Okay. Yeah. I'll be clear when I'm posting. Unpossible.
Nothing's Unpossible. Oh God. You know what this roast has been? My show in general, I think, is just ripping apart the title and everything to do with it. But no. It's going to be a fun night, guys.
It'll be great. We'll see you there, Thorno.
Thanks, legends.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and you are just in time for this.
Carrie Bickmore's about to get shetty. It's Shet o'clock. You've got to be shetting me. It's shetty time.
And if you are new to shetty time, it's where I provide you some motivational thoughts from the internet, from Jay Shetty's page mostly.
No, they're from his page.
Sorry, they're from his page, but they're from quotes from somebody else.
Lots of people's pages.
Yeah. In fact, today they're solely not from him.
Yeah, I think it's most of the time.
We could start with this one, which I think is very profound.
Shetty time.
The worst battle I ever fought was between what I knew and what I felt.
But what I felt.
Sometimes how you feel tricks you, because you know in your head what you know, you know.
Yeah. You know what you know.
But sometimes I don't
know. Then you also know what you feel.
But sometimes I don't know how I feel.
You always know how you feel. You just sometimes ignore the feeling.
Because I don't know the knowing. Is that right?
I don't know.
So what do I know?
But what do you feel?
But what do I know, though?
That it was the worst battle you ever fought.
It's quite for such a shocking battle. It feels pretty indifferent at the moment.
It's a good one. If they want to talk to you, they will. If they want to be with you, they will. If they want to make things... Oh, sorry. You'll go.
Sorry, now I don't know if I want to do it or I don't feel like...
Just say shetty time.
Shetty time.
If they want to talk to you, they will. If they want to be with you, they will. If they want to make things work, they will. Don't let any relationship you're involved in be one-sided. It's not healthy. It's not fair.
But only if they know.
That was...
But what if you feel it?
That was, that's from a quote from Is This Living? But on Shetty Time, of course.
Is this living? Yeah. And if the question, is this living, about writing out quotes and posting them online to have Jay Shetty take them from you.
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon that is living.
Okay. Oh, this is a nice one. This is, sorry.
Hang on. Sorry. I'm stuck on the greatest battle that I've ever been
who knows?
A part of.
Sometimes motivational stuff.
I thought you knew.
No, I don't know.
Even
I know what I felt.
Know what you know.
I don't know what that means. I tell you, I bring them to you and then you take what you want from them. That's what I do.
But I'm trying to take something.
I think it means that sometimes you know how you feel about something, but you also know what your head's telling you about something. And the hardest battle is to either go with your feelings or go with what your head's telling you.
Like, I know I like lasagna.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've had too much. And now is that the greatest battle
I've ever got? I think it's more a relationship. So your brain might say to you something like,
I know I don't want one.
Yes, exactly. But yeah. You might feel occasionally like you want one. And so the battle is between what you feel like and what your brain's telling you. And then what's the outcome? Do you have one or not? You
so
know?
I don't feel like a battle at all.
Well, you don't have that battle then. That was just this guy's greatest battle.
The knowing one has won that
Maybe
one.
Maybe it's not your battle.
My feelings got to get some more weaponry. Because old
Put
mate,
some points on the board.
Old mate knowing here is wiping it off the field.
Timmy Ham.
I call him
Big. Shetty Time, of course.
Shetty Big.
I think one of my favourite feelings is laughing with someone and realising halfway through how much you enjoy them and their existence. Oh, that's pretty nice. That's pretty sweet.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing better than having an absolute chuckle and then you enjoy it so much you look at the person and then go, oh, my God, I'm so glad I'm laughing with you right now. You're the best.
I enjoy your existence.
But do I know that?
That's a feeling. It's a feeling.
So you don't know that. You don't know that you're having a good time, but you feel it.
This one is more funny than anything. This is not from Shetty Time. This is from Hunter and Nomad.
It'll be on Shetty in 2 days.
Texting your teens is like, no, he can't say Shitty Time because this one's just not from Shitty.
I'll say Hunter and Nomad, Boris.
Hunter and Nomad.
Texting your teens is like dating someone who isn't interested in you. Me. I love you. Have a great day, my teen. K.
Just bringing some gags at the end.
And finally.
Yes.
I felt. You know what I haven't done in Shetty Time? Let us hear Jay Shetty because I'm bringing you the words of other people. But why don't I bring you the words of Jay Shetty? Because some of these are a little confusing to understand, right?
But this will just be his voice, but there'll be other people's voice.
This is the real Shetty.
This is the real deal. He's had no battle between what he feels and he knows because he doesn't know and it was not a battle to just spout everybody else.
Some of these I think are a little confusing and I think he's a far more direct and I think you'll agree worth taking on board. This is Jay Shetty.
We need to heal our relationship with time. We always talk about beating it, tracking it. What if instead we focused on appreciating it, valuing it, and cherishing it? That way we'll actually honor it.
Shut up. I feel like all I could think was we should play that in the time game.
What do you mean? You should respect. What are you meant to do with time again? What did he say? I wasn't listening.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we are going to put your music knowledge to the test, guys.
Yes.
What era will it be today?
I can't wait to find out.
I love 90s. If I could have my pick, producers.
Okay, yeah. That is a strong request because I've been hitting the streets. I've been talking to people.
Yeah.
I've just been picking up vibes. There was actually a bit of action around the water cooler before in the office. And they were all saying the same thing to me. They said, Tommy, whatever happened to Fun Fact 4 o'clock? And I said,
What show did you do that on?
I said, I don't think we've ever done Fun Fact 4 o'clock. And all of them said, well, can you? And I said, absolutely. And they said, today? And I said, absolutely. So I got a fun fact for you because it's 4 o'clock. Did you know that people who leave parties without saying goodbye, also known as ghosting, they can save up to
2 hours.
2 days. Did anyone ask you about Fun Fact 4 o'clock?
I got excited because I saw the same thing. 2 days a year or something, was it?
2 days per year.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Yes, I saw that.
Isn't Fun Fact 4 o'clock a good thing?
That was from Mamma Mia, wasn't it? Do you follow Mamma Mia?
No, I got it from Facts Daily. Oh. Because I thought if we're going to do Fun Fact 4 o'clock, I might need one daily. Up next, because I've got, you won't believe it, another fun fact.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, I am a man who wears many hats.
Literal or figuratively?
Figuratively.
What hats do you wear?
I'm a comedian. I'm a radio broadcaster. I'm a fluffer.
Are you?
Oh, yes. I am a dolphin enthusiast.
Oh,
yes. Your dog dad?
It's good to know,
after all these years, it's good to discover new things. A father, yeah, we all thought that. Yeah.
And, of course, I am an aspiring chef.
Yes, you're trying.
That wasn't the enthusiasm. But anyway, I've been learning more about the world of food, and I learned something that absolutely fascinated me. You are aware of Indian cuisine.
Oh, no. Where's that from? Yes.
The shop around the corner.
Indian cuisine is the dangerous one.
It's the dangerous one,
yes. You don't have it on first dates.
Mm.
I reckon you do, but yes, sure.
If it's two men dating, go for your life.
Why? That's worse. That's way worse, yeah.
Nah, because I feel like you don't care that you're all farting, you know.
What do you mean?
Men are fine with that.
You think gay men don't care about men farting?
I just think men in general are much more okay with...
Is your idea of two gay men having sex them just pulling each other's finger and farting on each other?
No, I just think.
And Dutch ovening.
I assume.
Why don't
No, I get where it's happening, Eli. I just thought you'd be a bit more chill about the whole thing, whereas girls are more precious about it, but maybe not. Are you precious about Indian on first dates?
No, I'm not.
Well, see, it's my point proven. He's not.
Are you precious about men farting in the bedroom with you?
Oh. See, this is my point.
It is a fart fest. Yeah,
yes,
I know.
We
know
that. Yeah. But it's stop doing demonstrations.
The charades is my favourite part.
Yeah. So obviously it's a lot of curries and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they started cooking curries and cooking things for a long time is because the fuel they would use back in the day was dried cow dung, which burns long, but it doesn't burn very hot.
So they're the original slow cookers.
Yes, so they would have to cook things for a long time to cook them, and that's why then it became so flavorful and stuff like that, which is also why cows are held as being so sacred. I always thought it was strictly like a religious thing, but it's because they are the source of their
fuel.
Yes.
Well.
Isn't life wonderful?
Are you reading that from a cookbook or where are you getting that from?
No, I saw it on a TV show.
You watch cooking TV as well?
You know I watch cooking TV.
What's your favourite?
Basically, Adam Liao is on in my house almost almost every hour. I've seen
every hour?
I reckon I've seen every episode of Adam Liao's Cook-Up.
Have you been on Adam Liao's Cook-Up?
Haven't been on Adam Liao's Cook-Up, no.
You can hope.
I can hope, yes.
You got a dream, you know?
I'll start packing me cow dung now.
You could bring that fact to him. He may not know that.
I think he might have told me it. Can we do more food facts?
Absolutely. That's blown my mind.
Great. Because I wasn't sure if this is just me interested.
No.
Great. Food facts. What can you tell us? Fascinate us. 131060 is our number.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 131060 we're talking food facts.
Yes, because it is all part of Fun Fact 4 o'clock.
You blew my mind before with the cow dung fact.
Yes. And I could repeat it. Mm. Should I repeat it or should I encourage people if they
it's
missed
often
it?
What happens with the curry.
That's very true.
Oh.
Should I encourage them to listen to the podcast?
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm. Yeah, go listen to the podcast and find out the fun Indian fact about cow dung.
I do say it.
It's a good hook, though.
Is it a good hook? Jesse, you've got one about paprika.
Paprika, what do you think it's made of?
Ooh.
Oh.
I would have thought it was its own thing. So it looks like it's made of hair.
It's a common vegetable that you would have had, I'm sure, at some point
this week.
Sweet
potato. Oh,
no.
Potato.
It's ground up capsicum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not mad at all. Hey, is it true that capsicums only go different colours at different stages of ripeness? They're not actually different types of capsicum.
Pick them when they're at the green and that becomes a green capsicum and that turns into yellow and they pick them at that point?
Yeah. Is that true or have I made it up?
I feel like that's not a fun fact thing. Fact is when you know it for sure.
Yes. That's more of
a question.
Yeah, question. Absolutely. Oh, capsicums do change colour as they ripen.
There we go. Yeah. Rebecca, welcome to Fun Fact Tuesday. What have you got for us?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yes, food. It's food as well.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Confusing, to be honest. Have you got a fun food fact for us?
I do. So a couple of years ago, I found out that deep frying was invented to steam fish.
Deep frying
was invented to steam fish, as in like the fish would be placed above the deep fryer.
No. So as far as I'm aware, in ancient Egypt, they would make a batter out of potato starch because it cooks for a long time before it starts to brown.
Uh-huh.
And when they'd batter the fish, put it in the oil, they would take it out when it was cooked, crack the batter open, and eat the steamed fish on the inside.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And then they just realised at one point so much throwing away the delicious bit.
Yep.
Rebecca, this is great.
That'd be like scraping the Nutella off and then just eating the bread.
Yes. No. Mirinda, you there?
Rebecca, thank you.
Hello.
Hello. What's your fun food fact?
Oh, figs aren't vegan, like fruity figs.
Oh, is this something to do with bees or something?
Yeah, they're pollinated by little wasps, and like commercial figs are like pollinated professionally, but your backyard fig tree, there's a little dead wasp in there.
Whoa. I didn't know. Mirinda, is that how I say your name?
Yeah.
Yes. Mirinda, I also didn't know there's a lot of beers that aren't vegan. Because I think they use, I will get this wrong and don't sue me, I think they use some kind of fish scales as a cleaning thing.
What?
Oh, yeah, it sounds vague. I know they use egg white too. What did you say, Mirinda?
They use egg whites in wine to somehow filter and get rid of sediment somehow.
It's starting to sound like being vegan might not be as fun as we first thought, Karen.
I know. Every time I look at it, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, or as easy.
I know. Nothing.
Yeah. Steve. Fun food facts. Bring us one.
This is more of an effect that it has on me. So those little banana chips. I don't love banana, right? Yeah. So I'm not talking about an effect for the toilet thing or giving you energy or putting you to sleep. But the dried banana chips, you know, the little candy type thing. Yeah, when I eat those, I get itchy back. I'm not joking.
Pippa's just gone. Our producer's just gone. Yeah. Oh my god!
No, it just reminded me because whenever my dad would eat bananas, he'd get itchy palms.
Is it the potassium?
I don't know. But and another fun fact, by the way, nine out of 10 people in life in Australia, that is, will suffer from diarrhoea within their lifetime. But 1 out of 10 enjoy it.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how Australia is getting to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
This time next week, all the nerves are going to be running high.
Ooh, what's
It'll
happening?
Be a couple of hours out from your roast.
Yes.
Carrieandtommy.com.au if you want to register to come along and watch you get torn apart. Mm. I've started working on my set.
Oh, have you?
Is that we call it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's flowing quick. I've got so many things in my brain that's tippy-toppy down on a piece of paper.
It sounds like the most unthreatening threat.
I know, you wait. You're going to be quaking in your boots.
Yeah, she's been tippy-topping.
She's been tippy-tapping. Yeah, and those thoughts, they're flowing.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Well, because I'm excited to see your tippy-tappy come out in wordy form. But up next, are you ready to be quizzed?
Always.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Be Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it's time for this.
Do Carrie and Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the music trivia quiz. I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
Bickers, do you want me to quiz you to start?
I would love a bit of quizzy.
So your category for this week is the noughties.
Ooh.
Prime Bickmore time.
Prime Bickmore dance time.
Now, I do have to preface this by I'm unsure which producer compiled these questions for this one. It was Lizzie. Lizzie clearly has absolutely no faith in your ability at all.
Are they really basic?
They're really basic and they come with hints.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. So first question, who sang the song London Bridge?
Fergie.
And hang on.
Oh, so sorry.
Sorry. I haven't even given you your hint yet. They are not from London.
I thought we had a London Bridge question last time. Either way, I'm happy with it because it means I get it right. Was it a Fergie question?
Black
IP. Okay. Anyway, tick, tick.
Lizzie, did you get these hints from a website or did you add them in yourself?
I sadly made that hint on myself.
Did you not?
I don't even think that would have helped me if I didn't know. Like a hint's meant to be helpful.
It's also a very easy question, but it's just funny because even they are not is all in capital letters.
Not.
They are not from London. Yeah. The next one is wonderful. Because
I don't think I've heard you laugh out loud like that in a long time.
It's so good. A, because you'll know the answer immediately, but that wasn't enough because Eliza's made it multiple choice. Don't answer straight away until I go through all the multiple choices. Which is the correct name of the female pop star who had a 2004 hit with Leave, Get Out? Now, don't answer yet.
Oh, my God.
Don't answer yet.
What are my options?
You haven't heard the options yet. A, Lolo. B, Coco. C, Bobo. Would you like to have a guess what the fourth option is?
Oh, could it? Oh, no. It wouldn't be JoJo, would it?
It is, and that is the correct answer. Well done.
Right now.
And you're sure? I know the question's passed, but you sure it's not Coco or Bobo or Lolo?
Yo-Yo?
Lizzie, you are the best.
I'm dying.
Which rap star had a hit?
Rap star is such a funny term, too. Do you call them rap stars?
Rap star.
Rappers? They're a rapper.
Oh, he's a rap star, I guess. Which rap star had a hit with Izzo in 2001?
Jay-Z. H to the Izzo,
B to the Izzo. You didn't let me go through my multiple choices.
What were my options? J-Y, Jay-Z, J-X?
It was J-A, J-B. Are you going to be my... Clearly, Lizzie got bored by this stage because the hints have stopped, the multiple choices have stopped. And the last one, the question is the hardest, and there's just nothing added there. Are You Gonna Be My Girl is a hit song from which band?
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Cake? No.
No, I'll give you a hint. It flies as well.
Planes. Aeroplanes.
Planes.
Chopper. Jet.
Jet is correct. And once again, Lizzie didn't think clues were necessary.
No, that was
at this
the
point.
One I needed, absolutely.
No, I reckon you might need it for this one, Carrie. Your final question.
More.
What reality TV star released the single Stars Are Blind in 2006?
What? Paris Hilton.
That is correct. Well done.
Well done, Lizzie. Thank you. Up next, I'm going to give you a tease for one of your questions.
You can
think about it over the break.
Can I look it up?
Which was the first video played on MTV on August 1, 1981? Think about that, and we'll be back very soon.
Mm-hmm. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you are just joining us, we're in the middle of this.
Do Carrie and Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the music trivia quiz. I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
And Carrie, you are, as I've often said, without a doubt, one of the best broadcasters in the country. And you demonstrated that just before when I was doing my quiz because you...
this is a stitch up, isn't it? I know exactly what's happening here.
You went to hook through and tease.
And now you're going to play a bit where I say, wasn't that a great tease?
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
You might be.
No, no. No. I think you've forgotten what happened. Because you did the tease. Mm. You said the question that you were going to ask me. And then as soon as our microphones went off, this is what you said.
Which was the first video played on MTV on August 1, 1981? Think about that, and we'll be back very soon. Mm. It was Video Killed the Radio Star, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, sorry. So, I was invested in my own question.
So I think I might have a hint about the first question you're about to ask me.
No, end that to the end because I want to keep the tease going because I'm such a great broadcaster.
Best in the biz.
Question one. Which popular AC/DC album was the first? Sorry, your era is the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have said my strong point.
No, I don't even know half of these and you tell me it's my actual era.
And did you get hints or did Izzy not?
No hints here.
Was this producer George?
Actually, the only one there's hints on is the which was the first video played on MTV.
That your hint was pretty good.
Which popular AC/DC album was the first to feature new vocalist Brian Johnson?
I'm going to say Back in Black.
Oh.
I think Bon Scott, obviously an Australian icon and legend, but I think people don't realise how little he was there for.
I don't know him.
Who doesn't care.
No, I don't know him.
I think.
I don't know Bon Scott.
Don't you?
No. Why should I?
Well, he was the original singer of AC/DC.
Oh.
Yes.
From Fremantle.
Who's the guy with the makeup?
That's Kiss. Mm. Oh. I mean, maybe Bon wore some from time to time, but I don't think so. It was more a kind of singlets and jeans kind of guy.
Question two, were the Thompson twins, who are the Thompson twins? Were the Thompson, can you play a bit of the Thompson twins?
Just a quick question for the team. Are we trying to make people change station?
Were the Thompson twins actually twins?
I don't even know.
Were they actually related?
Well, I'm guessing no.
No, apparently.
No, they weren't?
No.
Oh, I can sleep tonight.
I've got a bit more for you.
Georgie, you're the youngest member of the team and you're dancing along to this.
Hold Me Now by them is such a great song too. I'll show you later.
Hold Me Now. Oh, yeah, that's a great song actually. Is that the Thompson twins?
Thompson.
You know, see?
In which iconic music video did Queen parody Coronation Street?
Did Queen parody?
The show Coronation Street.
What's
Coronation Street?
You know the UK show that had like the most seasons of any TV show ever?
Oh, is it a cop show or something? Yeah. Is it like The Bill?
I don't really know, but no, I think they're just neighbours, aren't they?
Like a soapy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Queen.
It's called Corrie for short.
Is it?
Which iconic music video did Queen parody Coronation Street?
When did Queen parody Corrie? For one of their songs.
Yeah, which Queen song?
You know that song. You know that song that sucks. The one
that, that goes for 20 minutes.
Scaramouche, shut your mouth.
No.
It's the most annoying. Honestly, if a high school class made that song, everybody would go, "Ooh, I think they need to work on that. That stinks."
Well, no, it wasn't that.
I don't know any of their other songs.
Want to break free.
I want to break free.
Of this quiz.
We still got your big question coming at the end. Which all-girl group had a Manic Monday?
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh.
It's the...
Yes, it was.
The Four Non-Blondes?
The Bangles.
Are they blonde?
I don't know what they look like, actually.
I think one of them is.
Yeah. And final question. Which was the first video played on MTV on August 1, 1981? Was it A, Video Killed the Radio Star, B, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, or C, Betty Davis Eyes?
Betty.
It's spelled B-E-T-T-E.
Yeah, you've put an R. It's not Betty Davis.
Anyway.
Your glasses, real
in the team. I'm going to go with Betty Davis.
So, no, it was Video Killed the Radio.
No!
Do you remember the famous MTV Awards story I told you about my dad?
Yes.
Remember when he flew over there to go front row to watch the MTV Music Awards at the height when they were like the Grammys?
Yes.
And he did a U actually. He got off the plane. I think he had a big time on the plane, then had a big night off the plane. Mm. And then he thought he'll have a little nap just to get himself ready to go to the awards. Woke up in the morning.
Missed it.
Missed the whole thing.
And then you made yourself a homemade MTV T-shirt.
No, he bought that back as merch
for
me.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. He looks great.
Carrie and Tommy.
This is interesting.
The speed with which he got up to the microphone.
Oh, well, I don't know about you, Bickers, but I've not got a tool in sight.
I don't. My tools are down. There's a day off. RDO.
Have you got an RDO? I think I've actually lost. I think I've lost my wrench.
Have you?
Yeah.
I might have a speed.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to ask on your next RDON.
Has he? What? It's funny.
You've said that twice before, the RDON joke.
Have I?
Yeah. But I thought we weren't talking about tools anymore, guys.
But isn't it funny also?
No, you guys had a meeting that I was not privy to.
You were on your RDO.
I was on the tools. Oh, very much.
Sorry.
And you said, let's not talk about being on the tools. And all that happened is sometimes I am on the tools and you all look at me and shake your head.
No, but also, why do you do RD on? Because the opposite is an RD off.
Hey, Ross, stay off. Yeah.
Yeah, but you call it an RDO. You don't call it an RD off. So the RD on.
No, but
why is that
just because otherwise I only have to say it because on starts with O as well. So then it'd just be your RDO. But I'd have to explain that. That's
anyway,
on.
We're all RDOing, including web guy Eli.
You said this was your RDO. did that one stand for on?
Web guy Eli has some more MTV trivia from our music quiz.
A hammer hanging off his belt and a tape measure in his pocket.
What would happen if I just started rocking around work with a tool belt? But didn't mention it. At what point do you think someone would say to me, what are you fixing? Well, I should do that. I'm just going to for a week wear it around the office, make a cup of tea,
No one would say anything because apparently we've had all of this meeting where we can't talk about tools. So everybody would just be going, shh.
No one has any idea what we're talking about.
Eli.
I don't know if I can follow that. So earlier when Carrie teased that there was an MTV video.
So when I teased the fact that what was the first ever video to play on MTV in 1981?
I said to you as we went to break, if you're going to retain anything from this, retain that answer because it's a common question in trivia.
Yes.
If you ever do a trivia night.
Yes. Yeah.
Another one that comes up commonly is the following.
Okay.
Who was the first black artist that MTV played?
Janet Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say Michael Jackson. Ooh.
It was Michael Jackson, and there was a lot of controversy surrounding this.
Why?
So Billie Jean had blown up. It was huge, and MTV refused to play it because they didn't want to play, as they said, black music, considering they wanted to focus primarily on being a rock station. And the CEO of the label that represented Michael Jackson, which was CBS Records at the time, said that he was going to pull all of his artists off of that network and all of their videos if they did not play Michael. So MTV gave in. Put Michael on rotation, not even in peak time. Anyway, the song ended up gaining so much more popularity that the Thriller album sold over 10 million copies just because MTV started playing it.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
We should have you on the tools every day.
Put your shovel down. You're done.
Thanks to Ingham's Chicken. Who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingham's Chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good.
Carrie and Tommy.
You know how we're obsessed with teaching our kids to ride bikes?
Me and you, absolutely. Absolutely we are.
As a nation, like as parents, not you, but parents the world over, one of the things you do to your children is teach them to ride a bike.
Yes.
It becomes finally off the training wheels, we got them, taught them to ride a bike.
One of my core memories was when my dad held me at the top of our street. We lived on quite a steep hill and he took the training wheels off and he said, you'll be right. And I wasn't right. I absolutely wasn't right. I couldn't stop and I went straight through the neighbor's hedge.
So why is the hill needed in that example?
I think that's just mean. I think he thought it would give me confidence.
Well, you don't have to focus on pedaling then as well.
But yeah. That's kind of helping to ride
and
the
pedaling. And I think he thought momentum made balance easier.
Oh.
It does though, doesn't it?
Okay,
it does,
so here's the question about balance. If we never taught our kids to ride bikes, is riding a bike something that if you just got on it for the first time at 20 – would you within a minute be able to ride it?
I'm shocking at riding a bike.
But you can stay balanced.
I crash a lot.
But what, is that the steering or the?
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember we were on the Gili Islands in Bali and my housemate Johnny and I, there's no road, so he goes, let's just get bikes and ride around the island. I stacked five times.
But
once I was trying to leave a villa and I rode right into the wall of the other villa and I woke them up. And the people who own the villa had said to us, hey, guys, just leave quietly. And it's really
Don't
late
worry,
at night.
We will.
And I said, okay, boom, boom. And somehow even when I fell, I dinged my bell. Like it was a mess.
So maybe you've answered my question because I just wondered if we stopped teaching kids. It's a sort of thing you just learn anyway because balance – like it's the same thing.
Is this
as doing
an elaborate way of saying you can't be bothered teaching your kids
no,
to ride a bike?
I'm trying to work out what things we become obsessed with teaching them that they just learn to do. Like reading, for example, you have to teach them to read. And if you don't teach them to read, it's not a thing necessarily at 12 or 14 where they just pick it up.
Right.
If you don't teach them in a young age, literacy is like it sets you up for life, being right. able to read. And then right. I think it's quite hard to learn to read as you get older in life.
Right.
But like tying shoelaces. Like, that's such a punish. Like, can't we just have Velcro? They have Velcro shoes until they're 20. And at some point when they're 20, they'll learn to tie a shoelace, you know.
Yeah. Rocking up to a date with your little Velcro shoes.
They're
on.
Back in, surely. Like, I just think but, there's a lot sorry, of things we put think, a lot of pressure on. And would you just learn naturally to do it?
But I think on that point of Velcro shoes, why even change it to 20? Why don't we all just wear Velcro shoes?
I mean, it's a good question because you go back into them when you're 80. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not particularly fond of laces.
No, who is? They come undone.
And think of people on escalators.
Oh my God, you don't get
your
belt. We'd save lives.
We'd save lives, Bickers.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.